Really, when you look at the big picture of the markets, there's a couple weeks of some big reports that are coming out that are going to have some influence. We're going to kick off with the one that is tomorrow. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Jim McCormick's joining me this day with AgMarket.net. Let's talk about tomorrow's WASDE report. Do you expect it to be much of a market mover?
Well, good afternoon, Susan. Yes, we got a big report out tomorrow, but in general, the February report is relatively a quote-unquote non-event. They make those big adjustments in January. So when you look at the average trade guesstimates, maybe a slight upward, downward revision, the wheat carryout, bean carryout in January, the USDA was 350 million. Average trade guess, 347 million. So virtually no change. Corn carryout in January, 2.227. This month, 227. No changes at all. If we're going to see an adjustment, Susan, it may be South America. Brazil crop looks phenomenal. We actually had one of our partners at JSA down in Brazil last week looking at some farms, and he was in a field, 1,000-acre. It was a 1,000-acre field that averaged 92 bushels an acre. So early yields in Brazil are very, very good, and that could respond by maybe seeing that Brazil crop be revised up a little bit. And possibly the Argentina crop shrunk a little bit. They've been a little bit dry, but they did get some critical rains over the weekend, and that might mute some of the crop being lowered by too much.
Now, we also have, after WASDE comes out the following week, the Outlook Forum, and that one always makes for some interesting marketing times.
That one may actually be a little bit more of a market mover than the report tomorrow. It is the government's first talking point for acreage and in the upcoming year. And I think this is a huge eight, especially for the corn. My personal guess is I think it's going to be around 95 million acres. It might even be close to 95, 95 and a half is where I think it's going to come in at. We'll get the government's original viewpoint there, but that could have a big impact on the market because you're looking at a 2-2 carryout right now, or a 2-2-2-7 actually. And then you talk 95 million acres. So we get off to a fast planting pace with big acres potentially in this big carry-in. That, I fear, could be price negative, and that could, you know, just that potential negativeness could cap rallies into the springtime.
What about the dollar? I mean, we've seen a weaker dollar today, and with everything that's going on in the world, much of an influence, I'm sure.
Well, the dollar is weakening. Some of that has to do, I'm sure, with the election of the Japanese elections over the weekend. A weaker dollar in general is good for American agriculture because when the dollar gets cheaper, it makes our products a little bit more competitive on the world market. We need all the help we can right now because our wheat is some of the most expensive in the world. China right now can buy beans from Brazil a dollar cheaper. So that dollar does weaken. It will make us a little bit more price competitive, although it also makes life a little bit more expensive for the American consumer because as the dollar weakens, it makes us any goods that we need to buy that are being imported. And the fact of the matter is we buy a lot of products from around the world. It does get a little bit more expensive. So you're seeing maybe a little bit more sales, but you're also going to see a little bit more inflation pressure on pricing because of the weaker dollar.
We did see 264,000 metric tons of beans purchased from China. First time since, the 22nd of January, I think. Influenced, you think, because of that phone call last week?
We'll see. I mean, that's where it's going to be really interesting. I mean, if you look at the verbiage he used, he's encouraged. The Chinese never made comment one way or another. I would argue, would they do it? If they did it, there was probably some kind of a quid pro quo. That's how Trump administration works. They lowered the tariffs on fentanyl. China bought beans. So if China is going to buy another 8 million metric tons of beans, I'm guessing there was something that the Chinese asked in response to do it. Economically, Susan, it makes zero sense for China to buy our beans. If they buy our, they can buy them from Brazil a lot cheaper, but that 12 million metric tons of beans they bought earlier this year or late last year, that was 100% political buy. Same thing. They bought it because it was a deal being done. So if President Trump did cut another deal with the Chinese, hopefully we see another 8 million metric tons being purchased. I would argue, though, if they're going to purchase it, it's probably going to be more later summer purchases because right now they've got a lot of U.S. beans on their way, and they're going to have a lot of Brazilian beans on their way to their ports. So a late summer purchase makes a little bit more sense to me than a near-term purchase. But it just kind of depends on the deal.
And then that Lunar New Year holiday next week will definitely slow down any movement.
traditionally, they pretty much, when they go to their holidays, they just shut down the buying. So I would expect not to hear a lot of news, as you mentioned, as that Lunar New Year event plays out.
As we wrap up our conversation, I was reading earlier today, you and I had talked last week when we were at your event that India was back kind of in the looks with the discussions. Now, they are not a big fan of GMOs, but now it looks like they're wanting access to DDGs and soy oil. So do you think they might maybe lift their GMO thoughts?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where they're at. I mean, the deal at this point, Susan, is more still of a framework than an actual written down to the, you know, down to the, you know, the dot in your I's, cross your T's group. I saw an article earlier today, though, saying the farm unions in India are pushing back really, really hard on this. So we'll see what kind of deal it is. I think anything we do sell to India above and beyond what we've been selling to them will be price positive for us. So hopefully we can get the deal done. But right now, I think, like I said, we got the framework, but you know, the hard part is locking that completely down.
All right, Jim McCormick joining us today to give us a wrap-up of what he sees in the market trade. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Monday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.